Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Okay, here's my prediction, and we'll see tomorrow morning at this time if it comes to pass.
Oh, yeah.
The Vikings come out tonight, play a very strong game, look great offensively, and they're going to beat the Steelers tonight handily. And that loss, that stinky loss in Detroit, will be a distant memory. And suddenly, Viking fans will be rubbing their hands again, saying, here we go. We still got a shot at this.
You know
what do you think about that?
You should have just cut it off, Jimmy, that just me predicting the Vikings would win. I said it. I knew it was going to come to pass. And I was feeling pretty good at myself, Maxie, at halftime when the Vikes are up 29-0. I'm thinking, who knows football better than me?
Who knows, man? That's why they come to AC.
Yeah, and then the second half happened.
I was thinking that the Gophers lost to Texas Tech in a bowl game many years ago. Same bowl game they're playing, I think, this year. That it was down in Phoenix. It's the last game that Glenn Mason coached. And it was like 31-8 going into the fourth quarter. And you did the math and you said, there's no way that Texas Tech can win this game, even because they scored a touchdown. You go, yeah, but look at you. They've got to have X amount of possessions. They'd have to have a three and out. But they'd have to have 2-point conversion. There's no way they can win the game. And they won the game. And last night, Adam, there's like 10 plays in the fourth quarter that any one of them go the other way and the game's over, right? A first down, keep the guy in bounds, keep the there's like 10 plays by itself, and instead the tight end drops the ball in the end zone, or they can go in for two, and they're
The taunting play by Boyd. He makes that play, they don't throw that flag, that's a different situation.
I just am still beside myself on this one. It was something, man. And you almost forget they won. They did win, and they get to 6-7. And by the time they get to the Bears, it'll be you can have a different feeling about it. But their defense should be in a pretty good spot last night. Most guys are back. Hunter has been on the shelf for a long time, and Everson Griffin. But in general, they've got a lot of defensive linemen back. Kendricks and Barr back. Patrick Peterson back. He missed a tackle. It keeps the guy in bounds, and the game is over. They got no timeouts. It goes on and on. So Yeah, I don't know the Vikings fans feel. I think they feel just kind of okay today. Not, you know, not like, here we go, man. Let's get her cranked up again. I think it's like, holy cow, we got some problems here. You know.
Here's this. Decent moves that Rick Spielman has made, here's the thing that I'm wondering. We've drafted so many cornerbacks, and we seem to be so bad at cornerback. Those guys last night, it's...
Well, Rashad Breeland, I mean, you know, when everybody in the stadium knows they're going to go after him, you know, where is he? Where's 21? Okay, whoever is guarded by 21, I'm going to throw it to you, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, and Dantzler should be a little bit better by now. You know, he should have been able to play that role. And, of course, they lost one player before in the offseason to domestic, which was bad. Gladney, who was, you know, looked like he could be a decent player, and they had to cut him loose. But Mackenzie Alexander, they brought back. They have just gone to the bank with defensive linemen and cornerbacks to give them as many as they can get in it. And if, thankfully, on the defensive line now, they get, you know, they got Tomlinson back, and they got, you know, they got some of these guys. And Pierce played a role last night for the first time in a while. He's been iffy. If you have a running back in the NFL run for over 200 yards and the game is still in doubt, I mean, generally that means you controlled the clock and you dominated your opponent. If you know, that just doesn't happen. Most yards by a running back this year. Yep. And generally that means you own the game. And to still have it hanging in the balance was just, I mean, that was something last night, man. I just... And then you go the step further this whole year, right? Every game. And last night you go, well, they're not going to be able to run a stat up there about how, you know, game decided on the final player last possession.
Oh, yeah. How impossible. Yeah. I mean, if you could have made a bet saying, what are the odds that it's going to come down to the final play of the game at halftime? Unbelievable.
One other thing I'll add, Adam, is as I do my live shots for TV at 5 and 6 from the tailgate parties, and there are certain teams that travel well. The Vikings travel really well. But I couldn't believe last night how many Pittsburgh Steelers fans were there. I don't know if it was an easy ticket for them to get or what, but they were there in droves.
And they were loud in the stadium. They were.
Yes.
It sounded almost 50-50, to be honest with you.
Yes.
Quickly, Gopher volleyball team, big win yesterday.
Huge.
That was a heck of a win over Baylor.
Huge win, because they look, it was 2 games to one. You go, oh, no. And then it was, they had to come back to win the fourth game to extend it. But I'll tell you what, that's that program never surprises me. They believe they're going to win. They recruit people that can believe they're going to win, that are battle tested, and you know, Stephanie Samaday for sure. But they got many, many more, and they got a coach that you know that's as good as it gets in volleyball in the country. He is really something, and you put that together, and I'm never surprised. But I just assumed it was hanging in the balance, and then it looked like Baylor was, and then I had to go out to the football game, and then I was just shocked to find out that they held on and found a way to win. How about that for a matchup, huh? Wisconsin at Wisconsin to go to the Final Four tomorrow night. That's pretty good.
Pretty exciting. And the Wild win again in San Jose, 5-2, 8 in a row now, and the best record in the NHL.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I turned over there late last night, and I go, oh, this game's over. And I forgot it was on for a while, because you're still you're trying to process this Viking experience, you know? And then I flipped it on about midnight, and I go, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, this is boring. They're way ahead again.
Yeah, and it got a little close, but, impressive win on the road. Next hour, we'll preview the Wolves and the Cavaliers. Thanks, Mike.
You bet.
It is 7:47 News Talk 830 WCCO. Taking your texts, 651-461-9226. What is it about the Minnesota psyche that we get so excited over snowfall and so excited over snowstorms and feel the need to hunker down and stock up? Your thoughts on that, 651-461-9226, a special birthday greeting. Next.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.